All right. So I have Sage with me today, and Sage is one of my leaders in Mothering Mothers, and she has just been a fierce mama going after freedom for her family. And she recently shared this testimony with me, and I was like, Sage, you've got to get this out there. Like, other mothers need to hear this. So why don't you tell us what happened on your date night?
Yeah, so my husband and I have date nights on Monday nights, and so we knew that we wanted to go after freedom for our son. He's 10, and so we went to a local coffee shop after we dropped our son off at Awana, and we brought a pen and paper with us, and we began to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the word curses that we've spoken over our son over the last 10 years of his life, and it was very convicting. It wasn't condemning, but it was very convicting to our hearts as we began to write down the word curses that were spoken. We were both sobbing in the coffee shop, knowing what we have done and what we've spoken over our son. And so after we had filled a paper front and back full of word curses that we spoke over him, we went out to my husband's truck and we played some worship music, and we began to break agreement with each and every word curse that we spoke over our child. And we released blessing over him as well. So we picked our son up and we brought it home to him, and we laid hands on him as a family, and we repented and asked for his forgiveness. And he said that there was a heaviness that he was feeling. And those were the word curses that we had spoken with our own mouths over our own child. And so, we had known forever that there was this wall between, him and my husband that we couldn't really figure out what that tension was. And after rebuking and repenting over these word curses, that wall, we no longer feel the wall. And so my son said it had felt really heavy, and now we feel so much freedom in that. So it's been incredible.
Yeah. So proud of you. That is such, what a great way to use date night, you know, set your children free, right? Bring love back into the home like that. But I just had to give you an opportunity to share it with more parents, because every parent on the planet should sit down on date night or in, you know, on your own or whatever, with pen and paper and go after those word curses and not cancel them generically, but right, line by line, one by one, because every word curse creates something. And so it's really important that we break every agreement with those. But Sage, super, super proud of you. Well done. And I know that your children's children's children are going to reap the fruit of that.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.